If you're sitting there doubting your abilities and your power, it's simply because you're just a bit clouded right now.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And really, the last episode from the road, we have been gone a long time. And so we are in our 5-day stretch of driving the big rig home. And like today, I'm having one of those days where it just felt like a long day of driving. This thing gives me serious driver fatigue sometimes.
Okay, let's just talk about this road that we were on through...
All of Wyoming.
It was like... two lanes, super skinny, and
horrible
apparently
pavement.
Today was wide load day. And I'm not talking about how I feel going home. I literally feel like there were wide loads everywhere. And there's nowhere to go, you guys. There's just like little hills on each side into prairies for as far as your eye can see. And driver fatigue is so real because it is like I had passenger fatigue and I wasn't even driving. Just kind of like trying to be alert for you and, you know, making sure that I can't really like what I'm trying to coach you through your driving. You explain.
Well, listen, the driver fatigue is a downside. The upside, we freaking love being on the road. We stayed in the best campsite ever yesterday. And before we bore you, here's the real upside. We have been listening to lots of podcasts. That's what we do when we have long travel days. We go through podcast after podcast, sometimes books, and it's like our re-education, re-inspiration stretch. And by the time we get home, we're like fired up, ready to go, and reminded of who we are.
And I just want to add, because I feel like we have done so many cool things that we haven't told you, but if you are camping and you go to Mount Rushmore, what's the campground called?
Oh, Palmer Gulch KOA.
Because we just need to talk about this. There is horseback riding. There is...
Wine bar.
You can do wine tasting.
They're going to think this is an ad.
It's not an ad.
We just love it.
Literally have to tell you about
all
the great
spots. You can rent like ATVs, like side-by-sides.
There is a huge all-you-can-eat pancake house on site. There's a water slide. There's mini golf. There's side by sides. There's great walks.
Literally at the base of Mount Rushmore, which is the coolest.
Wildlife everywhere. Like we saw deer every single day. It was amazing.
Yeah, like we're planning a big week or two vacation there. That's how much we love it next summer.
Yeah, you have to check it out.
Okay, and by the way, you're like, wait, where was that? In the Black Hills in South Dakota, kind of by Rapid City. All right, so in all the podcast listening, in all the book listening, Lori and I have all these moments. She's like, wait, stop. And sometimes she'll freak out. And I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong? I'm about to hit something. She's like, wait, stop. And she means stop the podcast because she wants to talk about like a realization.
Pause.
Exactly. She wants to talk about a realization that she had. And then I do the same thing. And I feel like this trip we've been either being reminded of or re-educated on things that are imperative for us to accomplish the mission that God put us here to accomplish, mm-hmm. right? Lift other people up, leave them better than we found them by the masses.
Yeah.
And so, Lori, I'm going to pose the first question to you. Let's just do a few takeaways of what we've been reminded or re-educated on. What's one of the first things that you've been reminded of?
Well, it was from the podcast with Lewis Howes and Rob Dyrdek, and we'll probably talk a lot about this podcast.
It's so good.
It was really just Rob Dyrdek is one of our favorite mentors and entrepreneurs and people on the planet. So whenever he speaks, just because he's lived, and that there's no, you know, it's no surprise that he's our favorite because he lives the type of life that we want to live. Mm-hmm. And that's what we talk about on this podcast all the time is go and follow and figure out and dissect and learn and do everything that you can to find the people who are living the life that you want to live. And I just feel like, you know, he does a great job of really living life, but also achieving his fullest potential and massive success. And that's truly what Chris and I want for this lifetime together, for each other, for our family, to really leave an amazing legacy and just go until the wheels fall off. I just want to use every ounce of my potential. And I don't want to question if I could have done something bigger or more fun or something that I wanted to do. So for me, it truly was what he talked about. One of his main points was following the energy, like no compromise in my life. Where is
no
the energy?
No compromise.
And where?
You got to stress that part.
No compromise. Like if I am doing things that do not bring energy to me, is it number one because of the way that I'm thinking about it, my mindset, is it the people I'm with? How am I approaching it? Like, how can I make sure that I'm always creating energy within the thing, or the thing is also ultimately exciting me and creating energy for me, and that the people around me are as well, right down to the area that I live in, down to our surroundings, down to literally everything, our practices. Like, where is the energy? Is it in the plate of food that you just ate, your last plate of food? Was it energy? What was it? So was the last movement that you did it give you energy? Did it make you feel better? Because if you follow the energy, you will be able to do anything, and every single answer and idea is going to come to you. So no compromise. I'm really, and of course our practices, this is something that I'm going to need to be reminded of all the time. Maybe I'll get a tattoo, I'm not sure, but it's definitely going to be something I'm going to put in the forefront of my brain. And you and I, most likely knowing us, will probably create some sort of exercise and ask around, are we doing that? Maybe some sort of ritual or turn our dream dates into making sure we're also following that.
Exactly. It's what we do. Okay. One of my big reminders that I'm taking home with me from listening to all the podcasts, all the books, it's funny, this one kept coming up in multiple podcasts and in multiple books. And that is the power of manifestation, but not saying what you want, truly taking the time to visualize and embody the feeling of what you want. And again, I always present this to everyone from the woo-woo to the logical. If you're woo-woo, you're going to say, when I feel the results I want, then of course I'm going to call them in and attract them. If you're logical, if you feel the results that you want, then that's going to cause you to take both conscious and subconscious actions that makes you go out and get the results and bring to you what you want. So I don't care if you're on team logical or team woo-woo, I've been reminded of the power of carving out the time to meditate, to do guided visualizations, or to just absolutely put yourself in the place of feeling, of picturing, of you know, as if you've already gotten what you wanted, what it's going to feel like, who you're going to celebrate with, where you're going to be. In visualizing that is one of the most important things we can do, and one of the biggest things I've let slip through my hands. Mm-hmm. And so I'm totally recommitting to that when we get back.
And it's not just the huge things either, which the huge things are freaking amazing. Like, there's another podcast we listened to. It was with Charlie. I can't remember his last name. The guy who does the gratitude.
Charlie Jabley.
Yes. And he was talking about every single morning, he literally goes to, I think he calls it like goes to paradise or goes to the dream or the vision. Like he goes to the big feeling that he wants overall. Like, okay, when this big dream happens or when this big manifestation happens, like you have to put yourself like you're already there. So he goes and visits it, right? Like you're going and visiting that life, like you're living in it and feeling it. But it's not just these big things, you guys. And of course, you're going to slip in and out. You're human. You cannot maintain that all day long. And I don't think you're even supposed to, because you probably wouldn't be a human. but we can work on it. The little things like today, you know, because Chris had driver fatigue, he was pretty tired, and we just have things kind of piling up because we're on the road. Like, no matter what, you're going to have things piling up. And he was just feeling a little overwhelmed, and so was I. And I was like, wait, I don't want to feel overwhelmed right now. So I can't manifest something or create something if I'm not, you know, if I feel a different feeling. So if I feel overwhelmed right now and I'm not even doing anything and I'm just thinking of all the things I have to do, I'm going to create more overwhelm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to create something to be overwhelmed about.
Yep. You're going to be overwhelmed about your overwhelm.
Overwhelmed about your overwhelm. Absolutely. And so I was like, how do I want to feel? And I was like, I want to feel accomplished. So we took our walk tonight. We just got back. We went 2 miles tonight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to sit and play with feeling accomplished. And I felt so much better. Like, I still have everything to do, mm-hmm. but I'm like, great, I'll do it because action cures anxiety.
Yep.
And I'm going to feel accomplished after I do it. And now I'm not like miserable thinking, you know, like, oh, I had an expectation. I didn't really want to do all this work tonight. I just wanted to be able to like cook and rest and wake up early for the ride home. And now I feel fine.
Yeah, you said something powerful. You said the only reason we feel like kind of a little upset and overwhelmed that we have a little bit of work to do tonight is because of expectation. When right. we set expectation on something and it doesn't turn out to meet that expectation, mm-hmm. that's where disappointment comes from, right? So I expected that we're going to get the grill going. I'm going to put my feet up after a long day driving. I was just going to be able to relax. And then I opened my phone because when you drive for 9 hours, you know, a lot of stuff piles up on your phone, and especially when it's everyone's Monday. Even though it's a Tuesday right now, it's everyone's Monday, right? They just got back from Labor Day vacation. So their emergencies, they try and make your emergencies. But I had a powerful realization. And you guys are going to feel like I'm taking a left turn. I felt overwhelmed and you know, all the texts, all the requests, all the everything. And all of a sudden I said, you know what? I'm not going to let other people's needs be my needs. And I'm not going to let other people's emergencies be my emergencies. And right away, that boundary mm-hmm. completely freed me up. And mm-hmm. so that's my third takeaway from all the podcasts and the books that we've been listening to is the power of your rituals and your boundaries. And I'm going to go back to Rob Dyrdek, who, you know, we're a business partner in 3 businesses with him. I've really gotten to form a good friendship with him. And so I see what he talks about is real. And no one lives their life at a higher level, at least in my life that I know, than what Rob does. And his boundaries of how long he's going to work, no exceptions. How long he's going to spend with his family, no exceptions. Who he's going to spend time with, who he's going to lend into his life, what he's going to measure in life, what he's going to track in life. He is a rigid tracker of every minute of every day. Checks in, how am I feeling? Puts it on the tracker, all those things. His boundaries of what is and is not acceptable for his life is like nothing I've ever seen before. And that's something I've always been working on. And I'm going home feeling like I'm ready to exercise my boundaries at a level that I've never exercised them before.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Same. That was a big one for me. Just really knowing how much food and sleep gives me superpowers. So instead of like, you know, it takes away something if I eat bad, instead of even saying that or that mindset, just like, hey, if you eat well and you move your body and you get good sleep, like mm-hmm. you have superpowers.
Yep.
Like, it's not just me. It's not just Chris. It's not just Rob Dyrdek. Like, you guys, you have superpowers if you start to really dial it in. And trust me, I'm freaking 40 and I'm still working on it. I've mm-hmm. been working on this my whole life. You are going to have seasons. He was talking about it too.
Yep.
That you're going to go on trips and be like, damn it, here I am. I'm having drinks every single night. And what the hell did I just choose to eat in the morning? Like, who am I? That's going to happen. And then you're going to go back and say, okay, you're going to reset. And that's eternally what life is. And I believe that as you get further on your journey, that your resets get more fine-tuned.
Yes.
That the good thing is that every time, even if I go off track, it doesn't seem like it's ever really as bad or for as long, where you realize it's really not affecting you as much as you think, you know, it negatively. It's like, okay, well, that was a reset. Maybe I just needed that contrast to remember how good this food and sleep makes me feel and prioritize that. So I do believe that I'm going home with a little bit more of like an eagerness to even like take my vitamins, drink more water, just really upgrade a bit more.
I'm going to track way more how we're feeling, what we're doing. Are we doing the right things? What, you know, and we have proof that this works. So one of the things that Lori and I rolled out for ourselves and for the other couples in our couples mastermind that we did this year was we built a couples tracker. And it's just a scorecard where we check in together every single month, and individually we rate about 15 or 16 different categories. And then we compare the categories and say, are we growing or are we regressing in each of these categories? Where do we need to have conversations? Just that tracker alone has caused so many good conversations between us and for the other couples.
Oh my God, the best conversation.
It's reminded us, oh, time to go work on this thing or that thing. It's totally, I thought that was an earthquake. That's so funny. That was the, okay, you guys, this is really funny. I don't mean to interrupt this with like, oh, what the heck was that moment? Or if I seem distracted. So we have a washer and dryer in the back of the bus here. And apparently, what was that, the spin cycle?
Yep. And he thinks it's an earthquake every single time because we don't do laundry.
Because it legit felt like an earthquake and everything started shaking. Okay, so anyhow, this tracker has been the best thing that we have ever, ever done. And so what I've done is I've started working on converting it just to an entrepreneurial tracker, right? Because not everyone's couples. Mm-hmm. And in our Fast Foundations Mastermind, for example, that is rolling out, coming up in about 8 weeks here, we're going to roll that out to the entrepreneurs, the entrepreneurial tracker, so they can check in on what matters, measure what matters, so you can address what needs to be addressed before it's a problem.
It is life-changing conversations, especially if you have a family or partners or anything.
It is, because you're putting things out when there's smoke, not fire, right? The tracker makes you put things out or address them when it's smoke, not fire. Anyhow, our Fast Foundations members in this next class, they're going to get a copy of this tracker for them to use. By the way, if you want to join us, we're literally slashing the investment in half.
And we hope you join us. This is the best. I know that I say it all the time, but I have to just say, I have never seen testimonials like this in my entire life in a group like this. And these people, like, we started this, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago now? And they are, people are still friends and business partners. And
legit business partners and thriving businesses.
Oh my God. So the amazing people who were in Fast Foundations are in my life. They were, some have been on my podcast. Some have invested in my companies. Some of them are friends, like, because it is such
Some are clients you've hired now.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm absolutely working with quite a few of them. So it's crazy because you get to see everyone's business, and a lot of the people in there get business from in there simply by saying what they do, not by going in even needing to recruit everyone.
No advertising.
They just literally say what they do, and everyone in there wants to work with each other rather than go out, you know, into the world.
Well, I think we do a really good job of making sure that that exchange happens, right?
Well,
we've very intentionally engineered that into there. Anyhow, we don't want to ramble about that because that's not what this episode's about. But I will tell you, if you want to change your life, it is like Lori says, this is the obviously the one that the mastermind that we're referring about is the one for people making less than $500,000 a year in their business. So if that's you, like if you want to join this next one, it's the Sprint to 2021. That's literally 2022. My God. What year are we in? This sounds like science fiction. We're calling it the Sprint
You're
to 2022.
You're also going to get your ear back somehow.
Yeah, we're giving you a year back.
Put you in a time capsule.
And if you want a 24-hour head start, so you can, now that we slashed the price in half, it's going to sell out right away. So if you want a 24-hour head start above everyone else, all you have to do is just text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416. I'll text you right back. I'll put you on the early access VIP list. So if you want to be on that early access VIP list, text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416. Okay, so Lori, any last takeaways as we've been binging podcasts?
Don't forget to binge podcasts. And I'm being so real. You know, I think you and I have gotten really busy. Traveling is kind of like, I mean, let's be real, totally thrown us for a loop.
Yep.
We've spent woken up and had so many projects and family time while trying to fit in work that we've just kind of gotten out of routine. And while it was so powerful to do that, we also are remembering the power of plugging in and listening to things that inspire you and motivate you and remind you how freaking powerful you are. And that's also what I want to say is, if you're sitting there doubting your abilities and your power, it's simply because you're just a bit clouded right now, whether it's food or not enough sleep or not plugging in. It's one of those things. Like, you're only a few decisions away from feeling what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And you can do it one thing at a time. And I want you to experience this feeling of knowing your ability and not even having to know what it is that you're going to do, but knowing that it's okay because you have the ability to create. Like, you are abundance and you are going to be okay. You're going to be more than okay. You're going to be thriving. And it's because you know that you can plug into this power.
I mean, if you're listening to this right now, obviously you're already doing the right thing by listening to podcasts. So take what you're doing right now, carve out even more time, binge listen to them, find new podcasts. Yes, I'm encouraging you to find new podcasts because there's more than enough to go around for everybody. This is the fastest way to like add new muscles. And as we've been saying this whole trip, oh my God, I'm re-educated. I'm reminded of things that I already knew I needed to be doing. And I can't wait to get home and do them. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, listen, when we get home, that means it's going to be wrapping up a 2-month trip of our summer on the road. And we're so grateful that you guys have tolerated us recording in the bus and recording in, you know, waysides and all this other stuff. Consistency is key. And we're just grateful to be able to have you there listening on a consistent basis and that we get to record for you guys on a consistent basis. And please know that not a single episode goes by where we don't truly love and appreciate every single one of you for listening.
So grateful for you guys. Done is better than perfect. Just do it.
Love it.